Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angie and Comrade with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, Brisbane's public transport has an all-time high patronage since the 50-cent fares and external factors driving Brisbane locals onto buses, yet the state government insists they are not overcrowded or too limited. The global pandemic of 2020 hit public transport hard, but as of 2026, use of Brisbane's buses has skyrocketed. Trips on the metro see that an influx of people out on Friday and Saturday nights are busing it. Fortitude Valley party precincts and some suburban routes had a 190% surge in patrons. Department of Transport and Main Roads states that, quote, bus occupancy has been stable since 2025, with major commuter routes typically carrying 40% capacity during the morning peak. The top 20 busiest routes in Southeast Queensland were a mix of services leading to major shopping centers, student routes, and the in and out bounds of the CBD.
Public safety is being taken seriously with a new ban on smart glasses and photography at Brisbane's pools and swimming spots. Smart glasses use a tiny inbuilt camera to discreetly take photos and record videos. Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner announced on Tuesday that the conditions of entry would be changed at 21 venues across Brisbane to prohibit filming and photography without prior approval. Schreiner stated to Council Chamber that, quote, it's everyone's right when they visit a council pool to feel safe and comfortable. The new laws apply not only to smart glasses, but also mobile phones and conventional cameras, and were triggered by the influx of content filming devices, such as smart glasses specifically, because they can film subtly, without detection, and without the consent of those being filmed.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has challenged Queensland to take part and commit to a national plan on data centres before the National Cabinet meeting at the Business Council of Australia dinner this Tuesday night. Albanese headed the meeting of state leaders seeking a buy-in on regulation of artificial intelligence. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has been on a holdout on the federal plan to force data centre operators to create renewable energy operators to ensure electricity prices don't spike. Albanese claimed that, quote, I'm confident we can get consensus. We want social license, which is why we need to have an additional investment to make sure data centers aren't displacing energy and increasing costs. There is no comment on what the infrastructure or location of these data centers will be, and it is important to comment on the fact AI data centers can cause noise, light, and air pollution, and increase water waste, according to environmental health organizations.
One Nation's David Farley has dismissed criticism from National MP George Christensen for repeatedly undermining Pauline Hanson's immigration message. Christensen, a one-time Senate candidate for Hanson's party, warned the new Member of Parliament more than once during the campaign to, quote, shut up about immigration. Farley went off message on ABC's Insiders on Sunday, telling viewers of One Nation's immigration policy could allow net overseas migration of about 230,000 a year to comments forced Hanson to intervene within hours, insisting the party's target remains at 130,000. Barnaby Joyce explained Farley's comment as a, quote, rookie mistake, and that Farley had already caused trouble over immigration policy during his campaign. The comments have made a rift between members of parliament and caused speculation on how long Farley will last in Hanson's party and public questioning on his professionalism.
In international news, despair hits Hollywood and the world with the passing of the beloved Dolly Parton, who passed away peacefully this morning at 80 years old, leaving behind a legacy of activism, philanthropy, and glamour, of course. Dolly was the founder of the Dollywood Foundation, created in 1998 to reduce dropout rates in Sevierville County, Tennessee. The Imagination Library, launched in 1995 to mail free books monthly to young children, and she donated generously to disaster and community relief. Parton also publicly supported the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as consistently and publicly advocated for LGBTQ+ equality and inclusion. Dolly Parton wasn't just the queen of country, but the queen of our hearts. Her legacy will forever be remembered. You will be missed, Dolly. Rest in peace, Devo.
I'll miss her. For your weather today, Brisbane is showering. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. Sorry. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.